Paddy Payne has joined us. Something about Harry. What are you hoping for today?
Well, first, he's a really nice horse. I think he's going to run really well. I'm hoping he's going to put the field away today.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Something about Harry lengthening strides, and it didn't take him long to move up, snatch the lead, and snatch the victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
That's right. The early mail today is at Ballarat. That's where we'll get you the mail from, on the synthetic, on the wax, on the plastic.
It might snow at Dowling for us today because snow is coming down to 400 metres. Now, I know that Ballarat is, higher than 400.
Is this track talk?
There's
no grass involved today. You know that, don't you?
I know, but we can still talk about weather. 400 metres.
400 metres.
I reckon there'll be some floats that'll be struggling to get to Ballarat because they'll have to go through some snow conditions.
What's 400 metres? Where are we at?
Where is 400 metres?
Yeah, where is 400?
Mount Oberon on Wilson's Promontory is 500. I know that much.
Well, fair way from
Ballarat.
We're talking
Mount Dandenong. We're talking Dandenong because there's going to be snow.
Right, so, well, let's see how that's going to affect things for Pat Cannon. He's with us on the line, ready to go. He's got a good hand today at Ballarat, just around the corner. He's with us. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We're going well. Any snow in your world at the moment, Pat?
Well, at the moment, half I'm sitting in Phuket, so who knows?
I'd be surprised if there was too much snow in Phuket. But great
not
to have you.
The ice variety anyway.
That's sort of little tidbits of information I probably should have been armed with. Anyway. Somehow you're keeping a track of what's going on with your horse. You've got five runners today and you're sitting there with a Mai Tai in your hand. This is an outstanding system you're running. Pat, let's open it up with race one, number five, Better Together, like a Mai Tai followed by a Margarita. What have you got for us with Better Together, second last time out of Ballarat on the synthetic?
Yeah, she's a progressive sort of mare now. She's big sort of horse, taking a while to sort of put it together, but her run the other day was full of merit, just ran into a smarter one of Hayes's. But we've put Linda on today, so hopefully she can weave her magic from barrier eight. It's a tricky gate, but she's going good. She's come on good from that run.
Oh, that's Better Together. Race two, number six, Rosebank, was second up last start and ran third at this track on the synthetic, up to the 14 from the 12 today. Is that more suitable?
Yeah, she's probably better at it. Stepping up to probably a mile would probably be a distance, but 1,400 should suit her, the way she was hitting the line the other day. Not 100% sure where we're going to run. I've just got to speak to the owners about her. But,
right.
She's a progressive horse, a bit of a head case by Helmet. She gets a little bit wound up before races, so that has a fair bearing on her performance most of the time.
Good name, Rosebank, by Helmet. That is very clever stuff from the owners. Race three, number 10, Venom Dior, was fourth at Ballarat, the synthetic, last time out over the 1,400, up to the 15 today.
Yeah, she hit the line okay, even though she got beat fair way. The two leaders sort of pushed away from them, but she was hitting the line okay. She's a definite, you know, she definitely needs further, but just too immature to push up too far. So 1,500 should be good for her. Young Samuel have to sort of weave some of the pain magic from barrier nine because they can miss the kick and get herself into an awkward spot, so she'll need a bit of luck.
And Equiamico in race six, number seven, and race eight, number three, Lane Star, are your other two runners. Any love for either of those?
Well, Equiamico is probably your last run before he gets put on the market.
Right.
He might be heading to warmer places like myself. But Lane Star, she turns up. She's got the ability to win that last race. I mean, she's a bit like me. She's a bit chubby and taking a while to come get the fitness around the girth. And she brings the old Lane Star. I reckon she should be very competitive in that race.
So what's your best today, Pat?
Oh, Better Together by a mile.
Better Together by a mile, 380 in the early markets, fixed at tab.com.au. If I've done my maths correctly, it's now 4 a.m. in Phuket. Is that right?
Yep.
And you're answering our phone calls.
That's an invitation.
Well, I haven't been to bed yet, so.
Well, we'll give you a chance to do that so you can get a couple of hours sleep in before you tune in to Ballarat for the racing today. Great effort by you, Pat. We appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday.
Thanks, guys. Cheers, Pat.
Great stuff, Pat.
Get an invitation to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's Hall of Fame. Absolutely. That's almost statue stuff. What a brilliant effort by Pat Cannon in Thailand. Race 1, number 5, our bet today.